Need something new on your screen or through your earbuds?
Hey, out to the air. Everybody,
everybody. Next has you covered.
That's hot.
Press play. The TV, music, and movie go-to.
My Year 12 nightmare has recently just hit cinemas. The sequel to the Blade Runner movie, Blade Runner 2049, has brought the movie back into my life after I was traumatized from studying it during Year 12 English. Alright, the movie isn't that bad, but if you study a movie to the point where you try and find meaning in every single scene, it's gotta leave some sort of trauma. Let's just have a look at what the original story is about. The film is set in the futuristic year of 2019. Los Angeles has become a dark and depressing city. Rick Deckard, an ex-cop, is a Blade Runner. Blade Runners are people who are assigned to assassinate replicants.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. But if they're a benefit, it's not my problem.
The replicants are androids that look like real human beings. When four replicants go nuts on an off-world colony, Deckard is called out of retirement to track down the androids.
I need you, Deck. This is a bad one. The worst yet.
There was an escape from the off-world colonies 2 weeks ago. Six replicants. Three male, three female.
As he tracks down the replicants, he soon comes across another replicant, Rachel, who evokes human emotion, despite the fact that she's a replicant herself. As Deckard closes in on the leader of the replicant group, his true hatred towards artificial intelligence makes him question his own identity in this world, including what's human and what's not human. So the new movie picks up, as the title suggests, 30 years down the track. A new Blade Runner, LAPD Officer K, played by Ryan Gosling, dreamboat, stumbles across a secret that has the potential to plunge what's left of society into chaos.
The world is built on a wall that separates kind. Tell either side there's no wall, you bought a war.
Kay's discovery leads him to seek out Rick Deckard, a former LAPD Blade Runner who has been missing for 30 years, who is also the main character from the original film, played by Harrison Ford.
I did your job once. I was good at it.
Things were simpler then.
Looking back at the original film, there are seven different versions of the film. So depending on which version you saw, could completely change whether you liked or didn't like the film. Thankfully, the new film only has one version, and there are mixed reviews for the film.
This film is marvelous.
The ultimate bad idea.
And it has got the goods.
The film has made $36.7 million at the box office. This was a disappointing result for the film, seeing as the film cost $300 million to make. The film is showing in all cinemas, so give it a watch. Let us know what you think on Facebook or the website. I'm Liam Somerville on this episode of Press Play. Thanks for listening.